It is 3 o'clock on this Thursday, May 5th. Welcome to the general discussion of the Board of County Commissioners at 3 o'clock. And Commissioner, what was your name again? Hare and myself are in presence.
Yep.
We have a general discussion. The first topic is the Republic Services presentation, and to that we turn it over to your name for the record.
Oh, I'm Julie Jackson with Republic Services.
And I'm Don Moss.
And you are going to tell us what?
Well, we want to thank you for your time today. And we want to talk to you about recycling services for our customers within Josephine County. We probably should have done this sooner with SOS. We know that the customers for Southern Oregon Sanitation will be receiving recycling services beginning July 1st. And we think it's a good idea to standardize that for all customers within the county, and we're ready to do that. We should let you know that we've been hearing from our customers in Josephine County as it gets closer, who are saying, hey, how come we don't get recycling too? So we know there's some desire. We heard before, but now we're really hearing about it since they know that their folks on the other side of the river may be getting recycling services. So that's kind of the impetus for our coming here today. And we've just put together some, you know, real basic information for you about what the current program is without recycling, some of the costs, and what we think the program should be going forward. The other thing we want to talk to you about, and you've looked at all these slides, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit to this third slide. As you are probably aware, we have not come in 17 years for a price increase.
I was going to say, I wonder if you could start from, so the board is only tangentially involved with the solid waste agency,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have a specific liaison from the board who's kept us up to speed on things.
Okay.
So you really need to start from the very beginning, especially because you probably haven't been. Without asking for a fee increase, you really don't come before us very regularly.
We haven't.
I don't know what your service territory looks like. I'm not.
Good.
You are 101
okay.
Republic
Good.
Services
we'll
for
in.
Me.
No, I don't know. I was going to just say, could you help me, where are the areas? Because, I mean, in my pea brain, City of Grants Pass, Urban Growth Boundary, that's Republic. Everything else is SOS. So
okay.
Help me understand what that is.
Good point.
So if you're looking at the map, primarily, starting back at the beginning, the areas were divided when Pat Fahey came into town, and I can't remember his uncle's name. Pat Fahey Sr. came into town, and basically, he said everything south of this irrigation ditch. It wasn't everything south of the river. It was everything south of this irrigation ditch. And there's an irrigation ditch that kind of follows along the road there.
Mm-hmm.
And that became the dividing line. Now you can see it when you're going down Redwood Highway. There's that ditch that kind of trails off.
Mm-hmm.
That's been primarily the dividing line between not only the city, but also the county. So Grants Pass Sanitation and Republic Services is broken up into basically 60%, 40%. So 60% of our business is in the urban growth boundary in the city, and then the 40% of the business is out in the county. So we have roughly six plus thousand customers within the city, and we have about 4,000 customers that would be affected by this proposal out in the county. That line continues to kind of follow somewhat the river area there, and just shoots out towards the edge of the county there. Now, we really don't have a whole lot of county customers that are out way out there in the far west areas. There just really isn't a whole lot of development out there, and people take care of themselves when you get really far out there.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, SOS takes care of Cave Junction, and that's really why they kind of maintain that going west from there. So
helpful.
We have been working with the Solid Waste Agency for a very long time. We have never come in for a price increase. Our prices have been stagnant since before the last franchise agreement, which was back.
I prefer another S word, stable.
Stable. Absolutely. Have been stable, have not moved since 2000. since the last franchise. And as far as I can tell, based on, you know, I haven't been here this whole time. I've been here about 3.5 years. I haven't seen any record that indicates that they've moved even prior to the last franchise agreement. But I really couldn't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, we get to... Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Does that get, okay.
Yeah, it starts us off pretty...
Okay. And so that gets us to this point here. We just wanted to show some, you know, historical representation of where our rates are in comparison to what a CPI, you know, if we were following a CPI there. One thing that I should say, within the franchise agreement with the county and with the city, we are maxed out at 13% profitability, mm-hmm. Okay? And normally we've been over that in the past. And that is the reason why our prices have been stable. We've maintained that efficiency both within the county and the city. We really combine those two units, the transfer station, and for the longest time, even from 2000, we were the only one up until 2009 or 10 that had a transfer station that was open to the public. In 2009 or 10, SOS opened up their transfer station to the public. So that did have an effect on our profitability. But over that period of time, what's happened is that, you know, we haven't replaced any equipment out of the transfer station. We've done our best to replace our fleet as need be, but really we're getting to the point where our fleet is getting to the end of its life. I mean, it's really getting to the point now where we're really having to invest. And the prices have risen quite substantially,
yeah,
since 2000. As far
so what's the typical price of one of our trucks?
$335,000 for a garbage truck. You know, a loader.
And that ain't garbage.
Right.
I know, we just bought a spray truck, $550. I think it's a half of, I don't know, it's a lot of money. Maybe $300. I don't really know. I don't remember.
But it's a lot.
It's a lot. Outrageous.
And we even try to, you know, because we're, you know, we buy nationally, you know, we get better pricing than somebody else, but it's still very expensive. So as we're moving down towards this trend of replacing some of our equipment and whatnot, we have a plan over the next 3 to 5 years to invest somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 million back into our systems. You know, both in the collection and post collection areas, the collection trucks and the transfer station. And so we can see that, you know, moving forward, plans like this, I mean, this is really going to help us out. You know, we're not specifically coming and asking for, you know, to help us buy this truck or whatnot, but I think plans like this really, as far as, you know, as far as supporting our financial, really...
Our investment in the community, I think, is what we're saying. You know, Republic Services, we've been Republic Services since 2008, but we didn't really do a lot of rebranding until a little bit later. And Public Services has a pretty strong commitment to, you know, well-kept trucks that don't leak and you know, cause problems in storm drains and those kinds of things, to safe trucks, to those kinds of things, more so than we've ever been involved with before. And we think it's a really good thing for communities to have safe, clean, efficient trucks running rather than dirty, leaking.
You certainly don't want a 10-ton truck rolling down the road that doesn't have any brakes or,
right.
You know, I mean, not to be too dramatic, but, you know, has mechanical issues. I mean, there's environmental mm-hmm. issues to consider, those types of things.
Yeah.
Plus just the image of, you know, mm-hmm. operating among, you know, our streets and neighborhoods.
I think our point is that we've kind of stepped up our investments
right.
in the communities we work in to make sure that we're, you know, doing things in the proper way and providing good service for our customers.
Mr. Hare,
yeah.
You can probably help me with this one. If I'm Republic Services here, and I want to start a new service down New Hope Road,
Can I do, I mean, can they do that? I mean, is there going to be some kind of demarcation in the contract?
Mm-hmm. Like a franchise mm-hmm. agreement with
yeah.
the county?
Yeah, and that specifies...
You're going to work over here, and you're going to work over there.
Exactly.
And
yeah, I mean, that is clearly spelled out to know exactly where.
Yeah. Well, we should probably ask Rob for a copy of the franchise agreement.
Oh, got it in my back pocket.
I mean, I remember we went over since you've been here.
Yeah.
It was all queued up for the AMR, the American Medical Response Services. Mm-hmm. We worked 5 years on that franchise agreement and stuff. So that's one we do. I haven't done this one. I haven't done solid waste. I don't know very much about it.
I don't think any of us have.
So I don't know when that expires, when it's due.
So it's a 7-year mm-hmm. rolling agreement. So every 7 years, well, every year
it will be renewed,
mm-hmm. right?
For seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it must have been done, Rob, probably right before I came on in 2010, I think.
What's that?
The franchise agreement, because I'm curious.
Just keep rolling forward.
Well, you don't have an opportunity to reauthorize it.
You start the clock now, and in 7 years from now, you could.
Mm-hmm. You could, but there's got to be some provision to say, yep, just keep going.
I think it's an automatic renewal unless SOFA said otherwise by management. So we talk about it maybe 5 years ago about do we look at starting the clock? I think it's city council actually, but traction.
Bigger fish to fry 5 years ago. Okay. Well, I think for me, Bob, did you have anything you wanted to add to this meeting?
Sorry, I was out of the bid opening for Allen Creek. I think the biggest thing the agency wanted to do is that I think there's one, the recognition that the prices have not gone up in forever. Yes, that's the exact thing. That table should be front and center. And that it seemed like as good a time as any to roll it in with the yard waste. So, yes, folks that aren't getting the yard waste pickup are subsidizing other folks that did, but that's the nature of trash hauling. Somebody that lives half a mile from Republic is subsidizing to me that lives 3 miles out. So there's always that give and take, but I think the lack of time since the last increase and their rate compared to the rest of the state, the agency didn't have any big concerns.
And if you look at that very last one, that this will show you the blue lines are our rates as compared to Southern Oregon, Rogue, Ecology in the area. So we haven't really kept
one. This is just for the 32-gallon. Are they all comparable in that?
They're all within the same range.
And then...
Yep.
Where's your proposed rate increase on this?
We didn't show it here.
That would be interesting.
What we'd like to do is just, because we'd be offering the exact same service as Southern Oregon Sanitation in just a different part of the county, we'd like to just come up to their rates so that we're standardizing for all customers within the county. They'd have the same service at the same price. And that seems to make some sense.
When were you looking for this to go to take effect?
Well, truthfully, we would love to be able to implement July 1st just like Southern Oregon Sanitation. I know that's a pretty aggressive timeline, but again, just to standardize for customers, that would be the easiest way to go and get everybody taken care of at one time.
Are you bringing the recommendation, Rob, from the Solid Waste Agency? Is that formalized somehow? Where is
the Solid Waste Agency took a formal recommendation to endorse the increase.
Is that codified somewhere in minutes?
I think it's in the minutes as well at this point. I don't know that it's...
We didn't put the minutes in here, but we did send the minutes to Pat. We talked to Pat in the legal office, mm-hmm. and she asked that we send her those. So those have been sent to her last week. I don't know if you want us to talk about the benefits of recycling. I'm guessing, I mean, we certainly can, you know, and it's kind of my passion, but we think you probably
know. I think it would
that.
Probably be more appropriate when we make this decision, if we make this decision at a weekly business session. So, mm-hmm. unless you need the practice,
nope.
I'm good. Do you want to?
No.
I know the best.
What do you think I
do? I live in the city.
The side of the river. Which side of the irrigation ditch?
This side.
This side. Yeah. So. You may have to recuse yourself as a potential conflict of interest of being the frugal person that you are, okay. not wanting to increase your...
You know that?
That's nail on the head, right? I'm just kidding.
So for the... Yeah, I mean, we don't have anything to say about that and what that's the city rates. a comfortable person out of the county. Their rates now are, let's say, the bottom line, they got a 32-gallon trash can, two older retired folks, that's all they have, and that's costing them right now $32 a month.
That's costing them right now.
Roughly.
It's $13.45 in the county.
A month.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
You got to look at this sheet, will tell you.
Yeah.
And that would go up to 1876. I think that's probably where you're going with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we tried to really take into account as we talk this through, because we know there's that one demographic set, you know, retired folks who don't generate very much waste at all and who may not have the wherewithal or the desire to pay that. So for folks who don't generate very much waste, we have another option that's called on-call service. So let's say I really only need to put my cart out twice a month. I can just call when my cart's full and say I'd like a pickup, and I can control the number of pickups I have a month and save money that way over the rate. So those folks wouldn't get that increase. They just pay purely on a per-pickup basis. So there is a way for folks not to have to incur that increase if they generate very little waste. The other piece of that is, if you're not one of those people that just generates a little bit and you have, let's say, a 95-gallon cart or a 65-gallon cart, which are real common, you probably, because it's the same amount of waste you have now. You know, you've got recycling and you've got trash, but right now it's all going in the trash cart, so you need a bigger cart. If we give you a recycling cart, you probably are going to be able to downsize the size of your trash cart, and you may be paying less in that instance than you were before.
Well, that's true across in the city, county. I mean, it's true across your whole government group.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's, you know, I know my recycle cart I put out more often than my trash cart. So if in that circumstance people could, and you know, there's some incentive for them, because if you want to go to a smaller cart and save money, recycling's a little harder than throwing it away. It's a little bit harder than just putting it in the trash. But if you want, if it's important to you to do that and recover resources and save some money, it's an easy thing to do. It's not that hard, but it's a little bit harder than throwing it all in one cart.
I'm going to want to take just a little bit of time and take a look at this rate proposal.
Great.
I don't see any concerns off the top.
Okay.
And I think maybe I could ask Rob, or we probably have a copy of the rate sheet proposed by that, because there are a lot of different elements on here. Mm-hmm. I think maybe defining with your guys' goal of having Terry on both sides of the irrigation ditch might make a lot of sense. If you're saying these are exactly the same proposed style, structure, or whatever.
They are. Yeah, we would hope you would. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be the only concern, of course.
You know,
the solid waste, every element is just kind of consistent and comparable.
Yeah, and we talked about the, you know, do you leave it a little bit short of SOS, and the other fear get to be the old thing about, you know, well, they live right across the street, they go to their school district, the same kind of a thing. Why is there so much dramatically different when they're, you know, right there? It's not quite that proximate, but the same idea, too.
Yeah.
It's going to create some confusion as to why somebody's rate is 70 cents a little less than SOS.
Sure. And, you know, one thing, we get that this is a big deal because we haven't been in for 17 years. But, you know, one thing we point out is this delta in between here is the money that those folks have been saving all these years that we haven't asked them to pay. And not that we want to just hammer people all of a sudden. I mean, we're really sensitive to that. So that's why we really try to come up with the on-call service. And we're going to provide recycling for on-call service, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give them a recycle cart, too, so that it, for those people, you know, it really just works for those who generate small amounts of waste, and I think a lot of retired people fall into that category. We're going to give them a recycle cart, too, at no additional charge.
But I think that it's good that we've been able to keep our rates so stable for such a long time. That's an absolute good thing. We've been able to do that by, you know, maximizing efficiencies, you know, getting new trucks and changing our technology, our collection technology, and those types of things. But we're really getting to the point now where, you know, you can only fight, you know, the labor issue and the disposals. I mean, our disposal continues to rise. We don't have any control over that. All of our disposal goes to Dry Creek Landfill. And now you've got another, DEQ just raised, did another increase. You probably saw that.
Mm-hmm.
So these costs continue to rise, and we're really getting to the point now where, you know, our operations costs are rising, and our efficiency gains aren't keeping up with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of at that tipping point, too, where, you know, this is another driver. That's the good thing, I think, is that there's another job to be had. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, is that along with some of the other good things that we really feel great about with Republic, providing living wage jobs, a job that folks can stay at, so we don't ask them to get out of the truck and throw, you know, right, trash cans in anymore. They have an automated truck. And we really try to provide long-term careers for folks at a living wage. And so I think our drivers are well paid, and we like it that way. We don't ever want it to change,
mm-hmm,
but it is a piece of it.
I have a question for you, Rob. So the Solid Waste Agency's revenue is generated through tip fees?
It's, yes, $5 per ton on the tip fees, and then any excess profits above 13% from one of the franchisees is
okay.
Split. Right?
Is split?
Between the government agencies and the hauler.
Okay. So, because I can see sometimes the ripple effect with increasing prices, this is what Douglas County is considering, being that there is free right now,
yeah,
and they're going to start charging. That's a big hurdle for the public. Be like, fine, I'm just going to go on federal land in Douglas County. I'm just going to
mm-hmm
go dump it somewhere.
Right.
And the Solid Waste Agency needs to come in and say, okay, now how do we deal with that? That's not necessarily the Fed's fault or responsibility, kind of. So what do we prepared to do, what is the Solid Waste Agency doing in preparation for people who are at that point that says, you know, my break even, I could do it at 13, but I'm not doing it at 18 or whatever. How much of that are we seeing? Streeter and the ODF?
Right. It would be tough to tie local garbage hauling rates to how much gets done from the forest, but I think I would flip it to instead say that if people say, what about that 5% environmental program fee that goes towards cleaning up the forest, the stuff gets dropped, it goes towards managing the Kirby landfill and Marlson landfill, other solid waste-related stuff that we've incurred in the past. So it's all going back to either monitoring or mitigation or cleanup.
Yeah, I think there would be some sort of a deal. That's what they're preparing for in Douglas County, is that
yeah,
people are going to do that.
Yeah.
And eventually, over time, they'll forget the fact that it was...
Sure, new people moving in.
Yeah.
But that's a tough one.
It is. That's a hurdle.
I think in this particular case, if I may, SOS rates are already there.
Yep.
And if they're predisposed to go dumping them in, then they're already going to do that.
We would have seen that.
Yeah. Well, we are. We're
yeah,
seeing a tremendous amount of that in our
county. Is
that
increasing?
I don't know. We have a new forester, but we have the same staff. So that would be something I'd like to ask Dave to just be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
How much of this SOS increase in Republic's is
yeah,
contributing to that? And then they need to be feeding into the Solid Waste Agency that's a growing priority, that we're taking care of those dump sites
sure,
in a timely fashion. The problem that I've seen, too, is that once you establish just a little one and other people see that, it's the cumulative
yeah,
effect that they
like
feel it's okay.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we've got to make sure that we're on top of these things, and then we don't have it growing to be a problem that we can't capture, we
absolutely,
can't get in front of.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
There's no, that kind of thing, there's no comparison. There's an anecdotal comparison.
Yeah.
Man, trash is really getting a lot heavier. What does that mean? You know, it might not mean diddle as far as
only
objective.
The, mm-hmm, only the Vicks of the world who have been around for
yeah,
30 years can say, well, you know, in the 60s, 70s,
yeah,
80s,
yeah,
90s,
yeah,
those people are going to have a perspective. It's
yeah,
just going to be.
Yeah.
But the guy who started the forestry yesterday, he's not going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's a lot of junk out here.
Yeah.
Always is.
Well, thank
okay,
you.
Sure.
So our time frame is July, and this is May. So there's some legal requirements, I'm sure,
mm-hmm,
for making this decision, but I would imagine that the board would probably have it pretty much well underway by mid-May, right?
I mean, next week?
What week are we in?
We're in
the
May.
First week.
Early
midweek.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. I would think by the week of the 16th we would have some sort of a resolve on this issue.
Thanks, Wade.
week after next. Yeah. Do you want to do it next week?
No, no. I mean, no, it's not proceeds normally. I mean, everything is... Everything was functioning, moving in the right direction.
Yeah, Rob, we'll move it there.
Okay, good. And so... Do you have any sense when we might meet again, or is there anything else you'd like us to bring back? Or?
We will. If we have questions, we'll let you know, but otherwise you'll receive kind of like an invitation to a weekly business session.
Right.
And to present. And it won't be very long. It'll be the last one was like 5 or 10 minutes. There'll be a couple of specific slides. Rob can help you out with what he thinks is a salient point that is pretty key.
Yeah, that's great. Rob has been great to work with. We appreciate that.
Well, good.
I'll say that it is here.
All right, I'll undo that.
We have his
take that back for the record.
Yeah,
that's a race of good things. We do. Yeah, that's great.
Don't do that on mic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good. Do you have any question for us?
I
just think about it.
Don't think so.
I think so. Okay.
Just kind of all new for all of us because we haven't been here, so.
Yeah. Good.
Which is a good thing for everybody, but we're glad to be here now.
Great. Good. Good to have you here.
Good.
Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Thank you.
Do you want me to leave my email address?
That might be a good idea. The secretary got it. Yeah, sure.
Actually,
you've got it on there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Good. Great. Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Yep.
Simon, I have to ask because I work with Wes Hare up in Albany and Pat Hare in their village. No relation?
Don't believe so.
Yeah,
no.
City managers, both city managers and their
I
father.
I think I've heard of Wes Hare.
Yeah,
but
he's retiring. But
yeah.
Well,
the wild one.
The wild one? Not that, not Wes. His son Pat, maybe, but yes.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Yep, pleasure to meet you.
Nice
good to meet you.
Same here.
Good to meet you.
Thank you, sir. See you guys next week.
Yeah. Rob, do you have a second?
Yeah.
I was going to update Commissioner Heck. Meetings. We're setting up on establishing park zones.
Okay.
And finally just going to get that underway, see what we can do.
Sure.
I've got a call into Brian, who's the Linn County Parks Director, to see if he had any insight into how they do this
mm-hmm.
by board order, make a designation delineated by Public Works. It says 100 feet out from the entrance.
Right.
And so you've been invited, I think, Wally's response. I think a couple of people.
Did it just pop up on like the
just
last
pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You wouldn't have probably seen it, but that we can move forward with this kind of a proposal. Maybe pick one or two parks.
Yeah.
Give it a shot, and if it works, great. We implement it in other places. If it doesn't, we solve whatever
There's
problem.
There's only one bad one, yeah.
Yeah, it only takes one and say, oh, this isn't. Shoot, we didn't think of that.
And so the hope would be that the rangers would have sighting authority up to that boundary?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, without needing to call a sheriff
yeah.
officer
yeah.
that isn't going to put that...
That would show up.
Yeah. That wouldn't be on the list of priorities to say that there are people
true.
Who are... And Tom Pierce is my number one priority
mm-hmm.
from a safety perspective
Absolutely.
Of that road.
Absolutely.
People coming and going, biking in there. The congestion is...
And I think just the volume of scoff law seems like it's the highest there, too. There's
yeah.
10, 15, 20 cars up there some days.
Yeah.
So then they write a citation. It's actually informally lodged with law enforcement or somehow that it's, if they
it's
don't pay,
the
it, summons goes out.
Same thing as
we'll
a
do.
Violation within the park for not purchasing
okay.
a day-use pass. And that would be what we would propose.
Yeah.
So I had a chance to work with the volunteers. They think talk with them earlier today of the Parks Department. I think that would be a pretty good suggestion and
mm-hmm.
a way to get compliance without having to involve the Sheriff's Department.
I think so.
I mean, there's got to be some sort of hammer fall.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a go get your annual pass
yeah.
and you don't have to pay this $250, $60 fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been two last year who actually paid the fine. But out of
oh, really?
Stack, so it's 99.9%. Go and buy an annual pass for $30, and they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about too. We never got to that one, did we? Instead of having, they can either pay the fine or buy the annual pass
mm-hmm.
plus $15 or something like that.
No, I think we did pass. There's a penalty.
Okay,
of
a plus
something.
Otherwise, just wait until the tag gets.
Yeah, and that's not.
So is as it exists now, is there a board authority to create that park zone, or don't know while he's looking at it?
I've got a call in to
Brian.
That.
Okay.
I talked to the Linn County Commissioner John Lindsay about this, and he said, yeah, we just court order, designated it, no deal.
Okay.
I said, well, that sounds pretty easy. So, but rather than trying to write up the wording or whatever, we'll just,
I don't see why not. I mean, it's no difference than the board passing a noise ordinance to say no Jake breaks between here and here. You guys are
pretty much
your bounds to do that. Same idea.
So, okay. Just on county thoroughfares, my concern is that if we have heinous riffle, heinous riffle is the other one that I've seen people
with
boat trailers and they're on a curve.
Well, those are both good because that Tom Pierce, you can cite the safety hazard, and that's not
that's a county thoroughfare, mm-hmm. Right?
Which one?
State Tom Pierce Road.
Yeah, and Ennis. I mean, that's police.
Oh, the police Merlin. I don't know why I thought that was a state thoroughfare because we were using state.
Yeah, unless you're thinking of Riverbanks. There's a couple of county parks off 260 there, but yeah, Ennis is ours.
Okay, well, good. Well, I think we might start with those. People were talking about Turtle Lane, too, which is another one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is that a county park, though? There's no entry fee or anything there. I guess you got a sticker still, so yeah. There's a box, that would be a collection box that was there for the Dave's gate.
I don't know. I can't. Anyway, give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the way to do it.
I just want to keep you in the loop on that one.
And I'd love
to see it. Or moving forward, try to figure something out and trying it a couple of parts this year would be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They says it's crickets out there right now, so nobody's really. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That's about it.
Cool. Copeland Paving was the apparent low bidder for Allen Creek.
Which Allen Creek?
Well, for the close one here.
Okay.
YMCA,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was good.
Only two bidders. I'm surprised. Them and JRT.
Huh.
JRT is where?
They're Medford area. They did the 61 interchange up there on I-5.
Well, that's good. I'm glad Copeland came in.
Yeah.
We're still working on, you guys have agreed to move the soil, the granite for the
PI.
Working out a proposed
and trying to get more details because initially she called me and she said, I think our guy is saying, our track guy says we need 4,000 more yards of dirt. To weigh. What, you got 3,000? Are you sure that's not like total? Because I don't want to fill it up.
Yeah, that's a lot of
yeah,
so they can 35 foot mountains.
Yeah, exactly. And there may be some extra stuff to bring in from the project here just to raise it a bit so we don't create a swimming pool around the dang thing. But we'll time it out with them so we miss as much of their means as possible.
Well, that whole area is looking better getting the buildings that were.
Just wish I could have got that guy next door to sell because that thing's just an eyesore.
It is now, that little long building.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, right next to it.
He slapped a couple pieces of siding up on the worst looking section. It's just like,
pretty bad.
I don't know if it made any better or not.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those new gambling spots. And
probably will. You don't need much. Just a frontage and a couple of video
problems. That's it.
All right, deal.
Okay.
Gotcha. You got anything else, sir?
No, sir.
It is now 3:32, and this meeting is done.